Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the locket and love note which Lum baked into a loaf of bread intended for Miss Fredericks finally turned up. Gussie Hogan, Snake Hogan's old maid sister, found it, and she's certain that Lum meant it for her. So now Lum is tangled up in a romance he's afraid to get out of because of Snake's ill temper and superior strength. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpap in the library section of the Jot 'em Down store, while Abner is receiving some instructions from Lum. Listen.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. I'd rather not get mixed up in this thing.
Now, Abner, you got to help me. That's all there are to it. Besides, I ain't asking you to do very much for me. You act like you wouldn't care if I had to go as first to marry Gussie Hogan.
Marry her? Oh, doggies, Lum, you ain't fixing to marry an old maid like that, are you?
Well, of course I ain't, if I can get out of it. That's why I need your help. Now, here's my idea. Gussie's over there at Dick Huddleston's store right now. Soon as she comes out, you run over there and start telling her what an uncommon poor husband I'd make for her.
Oh, well, now, I wouldn't feel that way about myself, Lum. I believe you could be a pretty good husband if you actually tried.
Well, that's just it. I don't want to be a good one. I want to be one of no kind.
Uh-huh.
Tell her I waste all my money and never get home for meals and complain about everything and throw my clothes on the floor and stay out all night and everything else.
Well, now, I don't want to be telling stuff like that about you, Lum. Folks is going to get the wrong idea about you.
That's what I want them to do. Or that's what I want Gussie to do. Tell her I got so many bad habits you can't recollect all of them.
I can't, huh?
Tell her you have to watch me all the time on account I steal.
Steal?
Yeah, steal money out of the store.
Well, steal money from the store? Is that why you've been getting down here so early in the morning?
Of course not. I ain't actual stole nothing.
Huh?
Can't you understand that I'm just doing this so Gussie won't want to marry me?
Well, why don't you just go over there and tell her then that you hate and despise her and tell her that you put that locket in the loaf of bread for Miss Frederick?
It's too late to do that. She's wearing that locket around her neck, been showing it to everybody in town. And
yeah,
it's got my picture in there saying, to the one I love. Granny, this is the worst thing I ever got into in my life.
Well, I'd just take the locket away from her then. Tell her it weren't meant from her.
Don't be silly, Abner. That Snake Hogan rush in here and grab me by the neck and break every bone in my body, and you know it.
Aye, doggy, that's right. Yeah, he would. I'm feared that. I forgot about him.
Grannies, I don't know why Gussie had to have the meanest feller in town for a brother.
She's got him.
I wish he had that little Blevins boy for a brother. I could pick him up in one hand and...
Well, you are too. He ain't but about 6 years old.
I know, but he's big for his age. I'd tell him that if him and his sister didn't leave me... Wait a minute, look over there. Ain't that Gussie coming out of Dick Huddleston's store? Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
All right, run over there and tell her all that stuff about me.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. I don't...
Run on. Catch her before she gets away. Tell her a young girl like her oughtn't to get hitched up to a
young
man.
Young girl? I bet you she's...
Well, tell her that anyway. That'll make her feel good and she'll listen to what else you've got to say. Go on now, hurry up.
Well, all right, but I still think I'm making a mistake.
Hurry up now, you won't catch her.
I hope I don't.
Walk faster, Dad. Blame it. Run.
Well, I'll catch her.
I hope this works. Do you think it will, Grandpap? I say to you... Oh, never mind. I see you busy with the almanac.
No, this ain't the almanac. It's a novel. Picked it up yesterday by mistake. It's awful exciting, interesting. Love twixt golden strands. Have you read it, Lum?
No, I ain't. I'd rather you didn't mention the word love around here.
Well, you ought to read it, Lum. Feller in here named Captain Haraway. He's a goer.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear somebody is.
Captain Haraway grew rigid, and a shudder passed over his massive frame as his steel blue eyes fell upon the sinister figure of Reginald Black creeping along the darkened corridor.
Well, don't read it to me. I ain't interested in Captain Haraway.
Like a flash, a thought leaped into Captain Haraway's mind. Marguerite is in trouble, he said to himself. Marguerite needs me. I must not fail her, for I love her. Yes, I love her. Those words keep running through his mind. I love her. I love her. You see, Lum, Captain Haraway's in love with Marguerite.
I don't know how you ever figured that out.
Stealthily, Captain Haraway followed Reginald Black. It was dangerous, but he was driven on by his great love, the one great love of his life.
I'm not intruding here, gentlemen.
Howdy, Squire. Grannies, I never heard you coming in there.
I didn't mean to break in on a private conference room.
Oh, no, not at all, Squire. Fact is, I'm glad you dropped in right now.
Well, I just happened to hear Grandpap mention something about love here, so I figured you were talking about Gussie.
Gussie?
Yes, I've heard all about you and Gussie, Lum. Why, you old rascal. I'd about given up you ever getting married, Lum, after all these years.
Well, I ain't married yet. Don't forget that.
Well, it won't be long, Lum. Won't be long. Fine girl, Gussie. I have seen more beautiful women, I will admit, but she's a fine woman. And that was a very clever stunt that you had there, too, Lum, that way of proposing. Putting that locket in a loaf of bread.
I never proposed to her.
Well, no, not exactly. I sold the locket, Lum, but, well, the same thing, practically. And I'll tell you another thing, Lum. You gave me an idea there for one of the greatest merchandising schemes that I ever thought up in my life.
I did, huh?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, Lum, if we play our cards right, you and I can make a fortune out of it.
Well, I don't know nothing about playing cards, Squire.
Well, you don't understand exactly, Lum. I don't mean actually playing cards. I mean a merchandising scheme for the bakery here. Prizes baked right into the loaves of bread.
Prizes, huh?
Why, yes. We can advertise it well that each day the Pine Ridge Bakery will offer $100 in prizes. Baked right into the bread.
$100 worth of prizes?
Yes, yes, Lum. See, we advertise that 5 loaves of bread each day will contain a $20 bill. That's $100 altogether. And everybody for miles around will be buying more bread than they need just trying to get one of the lucky loaves.
That does sound like a good idea.
Oh, Lum, this is without a doubt the greatest idea I ever had in my life. And I've had some good ones.
I might buy some of the bread myself if I knowed there was a $10 or $20 bill in it.
Well, you could do it, Lum. Some people might object if the owners of the bakery was to win a prize. But we won't need that money out of the loaves of bread. We'll make plenty from selling the bread.
Well, where are we going to get the $100 to use for prizes, though?
Well, I'll tell you, Lum, I thought that is right at first, till we got things to rolling, you understand, why we wouldn't actually have to put the money in there.
Not put it in there?
No, not at first.
Well, how could anybody win it then?
Well, actually, we wouldn't have any winners, Lum, for a while, but they wouldn't catch on to us around here. We could tell it around that all the winners were out-of-town customers, you know, make up some fictitious names, and that is for a while till we got the business
you
again.
You scoundrel, you renegade, you leave this place at once.
What's that?
I've been watching you for a long time, and now I have the goods on you. The jig is up, you blackguard.
Just a minute, Grandpap. Now, you can't talk to me like
that. Out, I say, out. Take your crooked, underhanded schemes and be gone. Out, I say.
Now, listen here, gentlemen. I've heard about enough of this kind of talk. I came in here on business, but I don't have to take such insults as this.
Well, wait a minute, Squire.
I don't care to hear any more, Lum. If that's the way you gentlemen feel about my idea, why, I'll take it into the county seat. I'm sure that the bakery in there would be glad to get something like this. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, here, Squire. Grannies. For goodness sakes, Grandpap, what'd you have to talk that way to Squire? That was a good idea he had, and I'd want to run it honest, of course, but I believe we could have made some money out of it.
Huh?
You insulted the Squire talking that way to him.
Who was talking to the Squire?
I was just reading here. This is the exciting part. Listen to this. "Out, out, I say," cried Captain Haraway as he raised his fist and shook it at Reginald Black. For goodness sakes, is that all you was doing? Grandpap, you're going to have to stop coming over here to the library and reading these books. That's all they are. Wait a minute. There comes Abner.
Abner?
Yeah, that's him. Grannies, now my troubles with Gussie is over. She's more than like... Wait a minute. Come in, Abner. What'd she say?
All right, doggies, from now on, if you got any talking to do to somebody, you can do it yourself.
Wait a minute. What happened to you?
Well, I told her them things that you said to tell her, and she said she wouldn't let nobody talk like that about her future husband. Like to beat me to death before I could break away from her.